Jerry Bader, show 926, talking about Turning Points USA being denied organizational status at UW Stevens Point, with group after group after group. And Amelia Hoyp, college Republican chairwoman, said, look, no one else knew about this. Earl says TPUSA should have gotten the word out. They should have. What I will say is they probably also should have realized what they would be facing, the organized effort, and they didn't. I get it, but you have to understand, they've organized Earl campuses all over the country. And this is the first time they've run into something like this, according to Timmon. To Sean in Green Bay. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Very interesting topic. Just a thought on the student government affairs position that they're reacting to their constituents. They weren't reacting to their constituents. They were reacting to the narrow cross-section of students and faculty who showed up in the form of an angry liberal mob, which shows you one thing. Those elected leaders are well-suited to be our future village board and city council members, aren't they, Jerry?
Well, okay, Sean, that's a really good point. And you know, this was the point Amelia was making, and she can't make this allegation specifically, but all she can say is she didn't know about it. And, you know, she's chairwoman of the College Republicans. I'm guessing she's pretty well-connected, right, Sean?
That's true.
You know, she didn't know. And yet
a mob showed up.
Yeah.
So the question is, how did they get the word out?
And Earl's point is TPUSA should have done the same thing. And I won't disagree with Earl, except to this degree, they shouldn't have had to.
There may have been selective notification from the sounds of it.
That is, again, may have. We don't know. But the evidence would strongly suggest it. What you have here is a situation, and by some on campus, it's wittingly. By some on campus, it's unwittingly. They believe, or they have come to accept, campus as being a safe space for liberal thought where it will go unchallenged. And anything that challenges the liberal paradigm is seen as unsafe. No, we don't have to hear that here. Some, thankfully, including my daughter, do recognize the right of free speech. But even those on campus that recognize free speech, well, I don't know, though. This is a pretty bad group. The reality is, even if all of those allegations are true, and I'm not saying they are, it doesn't really matter. Because anything that isn't liberal, a lot of people on campus are going to paint as hate, homophobic, racist, and so on. It is going to be very interesting to watch to see if this decision is upheld.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.